Similar to ISIS, Syrian Kurds accuse Turkey of using banned weapons, genocide. By Francis Martel on October 17, 2019. The Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, a formerly U.S.-allied coalition largely made up of Kurdish fighters, accused the Turkish military and its proxies of genocide against the Kurdish people on Wednesday and using tactics similar to ISIS. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey announced Operation Peace Spring last week, an invasion of Syrian Kurdistan, Rojava, intended to eradicate the SDF's forces and the Kurdish presence generally to create a safe zone for Arab Syrian refugees currently stranded in Turkey. Kurdish leaders call the replacement of indigenous Kurdish populations with largely Arab refugees an attempt at ethnic cleansing. Ankara claims it necessary because the Kurds are terrorists. Turkey considers the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, YPG/YPJ, who make up most of the SDF, indistinguishable from the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, a U.S.-designated Marxist terrorist group. The YPG were integral to the defeat of the Islamic State in Syria and responsible for most of the fighting in the liberation of Raqqa, the capital of the Islamic State Caliphate. The Turkish invasion, aided by the Free Syrian Army, FSA, a coalition of Syrian Arab rebel groups including some jihadist elements, followed President Donald Trump's decision to relocate a small contingent of 50 U.S. soldiers out of Rojava. America's military presence is only legal to fight the Islamic State, an al-Qaeda offshoot, as per the 2001 Congressional Authorization for the Use of Military Force, AUMF, against al-Qaeda. The SDF stated in a press release Wednesday that Turkey had begun using Syrian civil war refugees to enact demographic change in Rojava and were using all kinds of weapons to eradicate the Kurds. The practices of the Turkish-affiliated forces are similar to ISIS. Even though these forces have different names, the Syrian Democratic Council, the civilian wing of the SDF, said. The autonomous administration reaffirms that what Turkey is doing amounts to genocide and occupational practices, the statement continued. We appreciate the positions of the regional and international powers, and all legal and human rights organizations that condemn this aggression. The council accused the Turks and their proxies of terrorism and vowed to remain committed to restore SIK, stability and security in Kurdistan. Speaking to the Kurdish outlet Ruda, medical professionals treating the civilian victims of the Turkish onslaught suggested that they are showing signs of having been attacked with chemical weapons. SDF spokesman Mustafa Bali posted a video of children covered in what appear to be acid burns, stating that the SDF believes unconventional weapons are being used by either the Turkish military or the FSA. Warning, graphic video. While the SDF have been careful to refer to the weapons as merely banned or unconventional, Ruda noted that at least one Kurdish official has speculated that the weapons being used as napalm and phosphorus gas, chemical weapons banned by international law. Bali reportedly stated that the doctors treating the victims believed to have been exposed to banned chemicals lack the technology required to properly identify the specific type of chemicals used. The Turkish government has adamantly denied possessing banned chemical weapons or using them. The FSA has not at press time issued any statement in its defense. Chemical weapons use has been a central recurring theme of the Syrian civil war nearly since its inception in 2011, when the only actors participating in it were dictator Bashar al-Assad and the Free Syrian Army rebels. Assad has faced accusations of chemical weapons use on multiple occasions and faced military repercussions, including attacks from the United States, for allegedly using the weapons. One study found evidence for at least 300 separate chemical weapon attacks by Assad during the span of the war. In 2016, Erdogan, a Sunni Islamist, announced Turkey's intention to invade Syria to end the rule of the tyrant Assad, who terrorizes with state terror. Assad is an Alawite Shiite and is allied with the world's largest Shiite nation, Iran. Erdogan insisted that any Turkish military activity in Syria would not be for any other reason than deposing Assad. Assad's Syrian Arab Army has allied with the SDF in light of American troops leaving the region, as Congress has yet to authorize President Trump to send troops to defend the Kurds. Assad forces have reportedly moved into key Rojava towns and cities, like the border town of Kobani, to protect it from Turkish attack. the Turkish government has adamantly denied the use of chemical weapons. It has nonetheless boasted through state media and friendly publications, the only ones left after Erdogan's media purges in 2016, save for the opposition newspaper Cumhuriyet, that its military has neutralized nearly 700 Kurdish terrorists. The former a term Turkey uses to mean fighters killed or imprisoned, but currently no longer able to remain on the battlefield. Turkish officials claim to have liberated 1,220 square kilometers of territory of its Kurdish population and seized 130 long-barreled guns, 180 hand grenades, 17,871 ammunition, 27,534 kilograms, 60,702 pounds of explosive material, 10 rocket launchers, and 232 rocket launchers ammunition.